Hey, it's DJ Bennett on the borderlands of skepticism, science, reason, and the weekly news in review for KillRadio.org. I'm part of the Kill Radio news team. The team actually had a meeting last week to see what we could think about doing in the future. And I said, well, I'm kind of doing what I like to do as it is. So I hope you're enjoying these little news reports that I post weekly. You've heard me talk about high fructose corn syrup and sugar. You've heard me talk about 9/11. You've heard me talk about what's the harm, about AIDS deniers and vaccine deniers. Well, last week I was interested in some discussion about criminal profiling, based primarily on the simple fact that I do enjoy that television program, Criminal Minds. I don't really know why. There's a part of it that appeals to me, even though I am well aware that it isn't highly unrealistic. And in fact, criminal profiling, despite the fact that the FBI has a behavioral analysis unit that tries to use profiling, but profiling is basically just guessing. And the Criminal Minds program is particularly egregious since every time the team goes after somebody, they're always 100% correct. It would be kind of nice if they profiled somebody who wasn't the criminal, because that tends to be what happens in the real world. It's very easy on a TV show to make it seem as though every single thing these people think is accurate. But in fact, it's just guessing, and profiling is no better than chance. But it does make an entertaining TV show. That is, until they started a second one with Forrest Whitaker and Janine Garofalo called Disturbing Behavior, which I find completely unwatchable as those CSI programs, because it's all fetishized into personalities of the performers. And so there's the handsome young guy in his 20s who, of course, never shaves properly. So he always looks like he's got a beard. And I think he's British accent, and he's all angsty, you know. And then their leader, Forrest Whitaker, who is really a fascinating actor, but he is full of tics. His face, facial tics. He has all these weird things that are weird about him. Anyway, I find it very unpleasant to watch, so I don't watch that program. What has that got to do with anything? Well, nothing, really, except that criminal profiling is another pseudoscience. It's another thing that you're supposed to be very skeptical of in the real world. Beyond that, this is the Weekly News and Review. This was posted by Justin Stone on the 14th of June, 2011. That's today, and it does concern the news of the preceding week. Republican and Democratic leaders, including Nancy Pelosi, caused for the resignation of Representative Anthony Weiner, Democrat of New York, who admitted at a press conference that he had publicly tweeted a photograph of his crotch intended to be sent privately to a 21-year-old woman, and that he had, in recent years, sent explicit photographs and messages to other women. Before the press conference, publisher Andrew Breitbart, who had disseminated some of these photos, took the podium and demanded an apology from the mainstream media for impugning his coverage of Weiner. "Everything we've reported about this story has been true," he said. "I'm doing this to save his family." Yeah, right. Weiner checked himself into a psychological treatment center and requested a leave of absence from the House. Now, the reason that the Democrats want him to leave is still kind of unclear, because the Republicans have plenty of scandalous congressmen and, you know, senators who are still in office and haven't been forced to leave. I guess even Obama has said he would prefer it if Anthony Weiner resigned. I think that should be up to the constituents of his district, don't you? I mean, what people do in their private lives should be their own. The problem that Weiner has is that he didn't fess up when he was caught and he lied about it. But, my God, you'd think that politicians never lie. As Ronald Reagan said, facts are stupid things. On top of that, Breitbart should be ashamed of himself for what he's doing. And I don't know, the whole thing is just rather ugly. Again, I think it should be left up to the constituents. There's also going on, I don't think it's covered at all in this news, and it's not because it wouldn't be. There's this ridiculous concentration on a horrible case of a woman who killed her child or is on trial for murdering her child. This Casey Anthony crap. Who fucking cares? Why does it get such notice? They act like it's the most important thing in the world. Who fucking cares? Casey Anthony's trial should be private. It's public in the sense that it is publicly done, but there shouldn't be cameras in the courtroom, and we shouldn't have these assholes like this Nancy Grace. She's just a vicious, evil bitch going after this woman. Okay, maybe the woman deserves to be gone after, but not by assholes like Nancy Grace, okay? Not like scumbags who make their living off of the suffering of poor people. That's how they make their livings. So, you know, I know the people who are listening to this, you don't watch that shit. Why would you? She will be convicted. She will go to prison. Whoopee! Big deal. Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign manager and senior advisors resigned en masse. And another Republican candidate, Herman Cain, announced that he would not sign into law any bill longer than 3 pages. That's like George W. Bush having to have people read the newspaper to him. The Alaska governor's office released thousands of emails sent and received by that moron, Sarah Palin, during her tenure before she quit, and they reveal that Palin tried to persuade former British Petroleum CEO Tony Hayward to invest in a gas pipeline less than a year after a BP pipeline caused Alaska's largest ever oil spill. BP, they're the best, yeah. Meanwhile, that another fucking moron, Texas Governor Rick Perry, proclaimed the response, a day of prayer and fasting in Houston this August in reaction to natural disasters and the national debt crisis. We must come together and call upon Jesus to guide us through unprecedented struggles, Perry wrote on the event's website. Some problems are beyond our power to solve. This is all fairy tale crap that Christian shitheads want people to take seriously. Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, the planner of the 1998 Al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, was killed in a firefight with police in Somalia. Muammar Gaddafi's daughter filed suit against NATO for the murder of 4 family members during an airstrike in April. And thousands of Syrians fled to Turkey as clashes between President Bashar al-Assad's security forces and civilian demonstrators intensified. To protest the construction of a new bridge, members of the Michigan chapter of Americans for Prosperity, a conservative think tank, posted fake eminent domain eviction notices on homes throughout Detroit, provoking disorder among residents. Hopefully those assholes will be arrested for doing that. Art conservators determined that it would take a miracle to relocate an Encinitas, California graffito of the Virgin of Guadalupe riding a surfboard. And the city of San Francisco banned a restaurateur from selling grasshopper tacos. Scientists added 2 new elements to the periodic table, determined that women fake orgasms mainly because of a fear of intimacy, and discovered that indigenous Americans helped Polynesians colonize Easter Island. The cabin cruiser Titanic II sunk during its maiden voyage. Faking orgasms. I know this is kind of embarrassing, but my first longtime live-in girlfriend admitted to me after we'd been together for a couple years that she occasionally faked orgasms. And I cannot tell you how vulnerable that makes you feel. You know, I can't fake an ejaculation, all right? Can't do that. Maybe they can in movies, but I can't. And so women have got it made in that way. I guess if they pretend to have an orgasm, then the guy will, you know, once he gets off, will calm down. But I know that a lot of women do it. Don't you? Shrek, a New Zealand sheep who grew a record-breaking 60 pounds of wool during 6 years he spent hiding in a cave, died, as did Leona Helmsley's dog Trouble, who had inherited $2 million upon the New York billionaire's death in 2007. Trouble's remaining assets will go to charity. A billionaire leaves $2 million to her dog. She actually, I think she wanted to leave $11 million to him, but didn't. Do you see how wrong all that is? Do you recognize what a lonely, terrible human being Leona Helmsley was? Acting on a tip from a psychic, stupid first thing to do is to take a tip from a psychic, police officers investigated what was at first reported to be a mass grave at a home in Texas, but found only a blood stain and some rotting meat. "We've had the cops at our house, but never for nothing like that," said the homeowner. "Somebody called the police on my dogs one time." A man was charged with assault after breaking into a Washington state home and encountering a resident who questioned why he was holding a dead weasel. "It's a marten, not a weasel," the intruder reportedly replied, then punched the victim in the nose and jumped out a window, I presume. Yeah, quite definitely, if Anthony Weiner is the head story at this point in time, that pretty much indicates it's a slow news day. So I probably made more out of this than I should have. Anyway, thanks for listening. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, every Friday night here on Kill Radio. And hey, sometimes somebody's going to win some money if they listen to The Chill Room. So why don't you listen to The Chill Room?